CliffCentral.com.
Let's turn our attention now to what's going on with your money. It's time for Beyond Bitcoin with Revix. And this morning we are joined by Chris Beamish. Chris, it's always nice to see you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good. So, Chris, it's been another week of some interesting developments in the world. And I mentioned the other day that all investment categories are pretty much in the toilet at the moment. Investors all over are feeling awful. I mean, I've got like a little bit of an investment on the JSE. Naspers is just a big swirling toilet at the moment. There is no reason that anyone should have Naspers shares. All they've done for me is go down. They're almost half of what they were worth when I bought them, which is extremely annoying. I have some Amazon shares in the US. Those are in the toilet too. PayPal's disgusting. That's really bad. The only thing that people seem to have done okay on is gold and cryptocurrency. Luckily, two things at Revix offers, right?
Yeah, in recent times, shame. Yeah, Naspers is practically half from where I used to own it.
Oh my God!
Fortunately, I don't own it anymore.
Well, but, I'd spoken to you in that week, you could have told me, and I would have sold the damn things. But let's
you see. Also, I tried to make the Bitcoin market pump this morning, and within 2 hours, it shot up to just shy of 42. Straight back down to 39. So I can't bring you fantastic news this morning.
Okay, but let's just talk about what is going on in the markets, because there seems to be this general malaise. It isn't clear for any investor what they should be putting their money in, because you ultimately, the reason you invest, whether it's 5 Rand, whether it's 500 Rand, or whether it's 5 million Rand, is so that your money is at least worth the same, if not a little bit more. What's going on in the markets? What's global inflation looking like, and whose fault is this?
I mean, not to point fingers anyway, but it's obviously just government's fault, to be
honest.
Point
fingers.
Dreadful monetary policy from all governments around the world.
Right.
I mean, inflation in the US is currently 7.0 CPI figures, inflation 7.9%, which is the highest we've seen it in 40 years.
Sure.
And inflation here is about 5.7%, which is the first time in 40 years that the inflation here has actually been lower than the US, which is pretty nuts. But all of this really means that 1 Rand now is buying you less in the future, and all we're trying to do is offer products that allow you to actually protect that purchasing power.
Right.
So that's why we were talking about gold, Bitcoin, which are two investments that have actually recently performed well on this bad inflation news and all these bad figures coming out.
Okay, so it's because of governments that are just printing money, and this obviously happened as a result of the coronavirus, but it's also as a result of their policies during coronavirus. So again, thanks to the politicians, hardworking people, Trevor Noah, please take note, hardworking people everywhere are worth less right now than they were probably 2-3 months ago. On average, there are a few people.
Significantly less, yeah.
There are a few people who've made some very smart or very lucky trades over the last while, but generally the world is having a much tougher time, and the money that you earned is worth less. Now, this is very annoying.
See, Gareth, there's also a bit of accounting gymnastics there, or some very creative kind of numbers. They often measure inflation, which is CPI, consumer price index, which is like a basket of goods that the average person buys, and they measure the price of that basket of goods over time, and that's how they measure inflation. They constantly change what's in the basket. So you and I know that the price of food, petrol, it's all skyrocketing. It's not going up by 5.7% here. It's not going up by 7% in the US. Inflation really is like 15 to 20% currently in the US. If you're using like the old 1980 way of measuring inflation.
Yes.
So they're definitely misleading the public too, which is certainly not the right way to go about this. I mean, that's who they're supposed to be serving. That's who pays their bills.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that they're changing the ingredients of the basket of goods. So effectively, that could mean that inflation is even worse than they say it is.
Precisely.
Oh, my God. All right. This is not great news. And I don't bring you on here to upset people. But let's be fair. I mean, everywhere investments are down. Is there any way to counter all of this? Is there something we can do to at least hold on to what we've got?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we sat down about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and all of this inflation news is coming up. And that's when we decided to launch this Inflation Shield bundle. Mm-hmm. Most people absolutely love gold because of the protection it offers you. It's been around for 6,000 years. It's the main monetary metal. And in any kind of like war or any disaster that's going on, most people fly into gold, because no matter what, humans will always find that shiny rock valuable, pretty much. Yeah. And it's used in component parts of electronics. So no matter what going forward, gold will pretty much always be valuable. And we've coupled that with a little bit of Bitcoin to actually up the performance of gold and make sure that you always are performing inflation. And I mean, the favorite statistic that we came across last week was that over the last year, our inflation bundle that we've back-tested for the past 6 years or so, last year, the performance was actually better than the two components inside, which is gold and Bitcoin.
Right.
It's like, how on earth is that possible? We rebalance monthly. So if gold is a great month, you rebalance down and you actually increase your Bitcoin there. Oh, that's the promotion we're running at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So the next 2 years.
Sorry, did I jump the gun? You are running but this is the same thing you're talking about, the inflation shield.
It's
right?
Exactly it. It's on the inflation shield bundle. Yeah. So it's two fantastic products there. Realistically, over the next 2 days, we've got zero buy-in fees. So when you try and purchase the bundle from us, you'll get absolutely no fees charged on that. And obviously, that we're doing a cover promotion. So any losses you incur while investing 20,000 Rand in that bundle is completely covered by us. And any upside you get to keep. But yeah, okay. to go back to what the actual bundle is, it's 75% gold, 25% Bitcoin, kind of like an old age store of value and a new age store of value. Mm-hmm. And yeah, frankly, I personally love it. And I think it's a great product for most people to certainly research and start looking into, because it's definitely necessary nowadays to start protecting your wealth, start protecting your purchasing power going forward.
Okay, so just one other quick thing about inflation, because you explain these things better than I do. If you have money saved, that's largely the group of people we've just been talking to, and people who want to invest some money. That sounds terrific. At least there's some way that you can maintain, you know, the shred of dignity that you still have in terms of your money. But what about the people who actually owe money? Because inflation also affects them very badly. When interest rates go up, they have to pay more for their debt.
Well, it depends. I mean, that's a bit more complicated. Unfortunately, with savers, savings is always a fantastic thing to do. But when inflation is very high, you need to be investing to beat inflation. If you're in like a very indebted situation and your interest rates can change, or you have a variable or like a fluctuating interest rate, you can really get screwed over when interest rates start to rise, which is currently, well, looking like it's going to start happening around the world. Interest rates are set to start rising. I think if you look at the markets, you can generally see what people are forecasting based on where the investments are. And in the US, they're predicting 7 rate hikes during 2020.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, 2022.
All right, one last thing. A lot of these countries, a lot of these governments in various countries, including the government of the UK and certainly the government of China, are going to put out their own digital cryptocurrencies. They're going to do this because ultimately they're going to be programmable digital currencies, which is exactly the opposite of what a cryptocurrency should be. It should be decentralized. These are going to be centralized cryptocurrencies where the government can actually manipulate the money in your account directly. Now, I don't know how anyone in the world would want to go along with this, but clearly this is something they think people are just lining up for.
It's probably one of the worst things that could possibly happen. Realistically, if you just give it like a situation here. So all of us get paid 100 Rand right now as our salary, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the government says you have to spend it by the end of the month or it disappears. That's exactly what a CBDC or central bank digital currency really is.
Right.
And that's what they mean by programmable. Mm-hmm. If they don't like your political views, Gareth, they'll tell you that you can't spend your money.
Yeah.
And that this whole kind of government control and them telling you that the money that you had in your bank account, no, sorry, that's actually ours.
Yeah.
That's what the worst thing that can be possibly imagined right now. I mean,
I can't imagine a thinking person who would be for this, because if you look at how, you know, Nkosi Sana Dlamini Zuma told us we couldn't buy hot chickens from Woolworths once. This, if we had a digital national cryptocurrency in South Africa and someone like her was in charge of it, because it would be someone like her, you wouldn't be able to buy the things she didn't approve of. Now, I mean, that's insane. Exactly. You can't spend your own money that you worked for the way you want to spend it. It's crazy. But this seems to be something that the Chinese are very, very big on. And I heard the Chancellor of the Exchequer in Britain tabling the same ideas as if it's a good one.
Well, realistically, it all just supports all the corruption that's going on in governments globally.
Sure.
All this does is serve them at the end of the day. So if they control the money, they can basically just keep on beefing up their paychecks, lining their pockets, you know. But this whole government control of your money is one of the main reasons why personally and most people are interested in Bitcoin, is because absolutely nobody can control it. If you try and control the network, you will fail. It's been, everybody is consistently trying to hack this, what is it, an $800 billion network nowadays to try and soak all the money out of it. And it's physically impossible. So that's why you own your money. Nobody can control it and nobody can steal it from you. That's one of the main investment theses behind it. And gold, to be frank, long, if you hold your gold, nobody can steal that.
Long leave Bitcoin, long leave. That's what we're going for here. All right. So, Chris, thanks very much. There's a special promotion going on. You can go and check that out at Revex.com. If you haven't already, sign up there and get your money out of government's greedy hands. That's the best way to put it. All right. Thanks so much, dude.
Great advice.
Nice to see you.
Thanks so much, hey guys. Have a great day.
Cool, dude. Bye-bye. There's Chris Beamish from Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X.com. CliffCentral.com.